Friends, this year should be a special for our morning Maraz Shiyuchiu, Leinishmas, Maraz Esther Bats with Shmor, and Schana Bats with Gunnar, Maraz Alta Chana Bats with Meir Zeb, Reb Shimon Ben Chaim Eliezer. And we're going to be learning about Parashas Balak, based on the Torah of Mori Barabi Admor Mitolna Shlita. In Parashas Balak, in Bilam's first bracha for Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Kim rosrim arenu vasa shirenu am levadat yishkonu v'goyim lo yischashav." From on top of the rocks I see him, and from hilltops I behold him. They are a nation who dwells alone, and they are not considered among the nations. Rashi says, "Kim rosrim arenu ani mistakel bereishisam v'tchila sherashem ani rosam yusadim chazak and kitzurim gvoz halalu aidei avos v'imos." From on top of the rocks, I see them. I look at their origin, at the beginning of their roots, and I see them established and hard like these rocks and hills by means of the avos and the imahos. The makor of Rashi's comment is the Medrash, which says, "Ksiv kimirot sirim erenu lodia sin asu shal osa rasha, shemitoch berchosa v'teyodea machshavos machshavto." It says, from on top of the rocks they see him. This shows us the hatred of that Russia. As from his blessings, one can know his thoughts. The Medrash goes on to explain that his intentions were comparable to those of a person who wants to cut down a tree. So if a person doesn't know how to cut it down, he doesn't have a good skill, so he's going to cut it down branch by branch, tiring himself out. But a wiser man will dig down, expose the roots, and attack it there. So Bilam said, "Why should I curse? Each shave it individually, I'll go for their roots." And then when he attempted to curse them there, he found them to be hard. May Rosh Sirim Arena, from on top of the rocks I see them. The Medrash continues, Davar Acher Kim Rosh Elu Avos Umegvos Elu Imos. Another explanation, from on top of the rocks, this is the Avos, and from the hilltops, this refers to the Imos. So the Medrash says, Davar Acher, which is another explanation. This is different than the first one, that Bilam found that the roots of Klal Yisrael were strong as rocks. And its second explanation is that the rocks and hilltops represent the Avos and Imos. But Rashi turned it into one Hesber. The Medrash says that I wanted to curse them at the root, but I found them hard over there, Mirosh Srim Arenu. And then the Medrash says that who is Merosh Tsurim, the Avos and the Imos, and the Medrash says it's the Davar Acher, and Rashi weaves the two together and he says, no, I found them hard at the source, and who did I find? The Avos and the Imos. So what prompted Rashi to make this into one explanation? Also, Rashi's wording adds another characteristic that's not mentioned in Medrash. Medrash says, Hareni Holech L'Sharsham Baliga Matzan Kashim. I'll go to their roots. He went to touch them there, not to curse them, and found they were hard. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Hareini holich l'sharshan baliga mitzan kashim. Rashi says they were miyusadim v'chazakim kitzurim. They were established and hard like rocks. So what's this lashon Rashi brings in that the Medrash doesn't say? They're miyusadim. In the next pasuk of Bilam's bracha, he goes on to use metaphors that connect to the earth. Mimanoa for Yaakov, who could count the soil of Yaakov? Rashi says, Davar Acher for Yaakov ein cheshbem mitzvus shem ekaimim ba'ofer. So in Mimanoa for Yaakov, Rashi explains that who could count the soil of Yaakov? Another explanation, the dust of Yaakov, there is no number to the mitzvahs Klal Yisrael fulfilled with the soil of the earth. So why did Bilam focus on the mitzvahs that are performed with the soil, as opposed to many other mitzvahs of the Torah that Am Yisrael performs? Similarly, when Bilam was on his way to meet Balak, he got into an argument with his donkey, so the donkey rebukes him and says, "Ma asisa lecha ki ikisani zeh shalosh regalim? What have I done to you that you beat me these three regalim, these three times?" Rashi says, "Zeh shalosh regalim ramez lo, ata mevakesh laka ruma chogega shalosh regalim b'shana." She hinted him, "Your request to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim a year, three holidays a year. So why dafka liyal regel, that we go up to Yerushalayim for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot? Why dafka this mitzvah? Klal Yisrael does many other mitzvahs." So in order to answer this, we need to go to a Svasemes. Svasemes, Balak Tafresh Memches, teaches us an amazing idea about the relationship between Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and the Torah. He says that when Klal Yisrael would go up to Yerushalayim, HaMokom HaSher Yivchar, and the Shel Shur Galim, that was an Eidos, that was a testimony that Klal Yisrael are Hashem's chosen nation, who are destined to live in Hashem's chosen land, like it says in Tehillim, Shisham Alu Shvatim Shiftei Ka Eidos LiYisrael, for there the Shvatim ascended, this is a testimony for Israel. Bilam saw that Klal Yisrael were indeed destined to conquer and inhabit Eretz Yisrael, and was very disturbed. Svasemis goes on to explain that it's for this reason that Bilam mentioned only the rocky peaks and hilltops, as he saw that each and every one of them was destined for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem showed him that from the time of creation, Eretz Yisrael was the foundation of the world, and that the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, the foundation and ultimate purpose of the creation of humanity. So Hashem showed all this to Bilam in order to explain to him that Bilam's request, maybe I'll be able to strike them and drive them out of the land, wasn't possible. Because in order to fulfill the purpose of creation, Eretz Yisrael has to be inhabited by Klal Yisrael, and therefore it had to belong to them. And this explains why specifically the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Because Aliyah L'Regel shows that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Shesham Alu Shvatim Shiftei Ka Eidus LiYisrael. So us going up shows that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. And therefore, when Balak's request was, Ulai uchal nakebo, v'garshenu min haaretz, maybe I'll be able to strike them and drive them out of the land, it won't work. Because we have to get to Eretz Yisrael. It has to belong to us. Otherwise the purpose of creation won't be fulfilled. And therefore, specifically mitzvahs that are fulfilled with the soil are mentioned here. As the Svasemis explains that there are sparks of Kiddush in the soil of Eretz Yisrael that can only be elevated through the performance of special mitzvahs, atluyos ba'aretz, trumas maisras, that are done by Klal Yisrael. And he concludes by saying that Bilam's exclamation, who could count the soil of Yaakov, is an allusion to the connection between the soil of Eretz Yisrael and the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, who are also so numerous that they can't be counted. Because every clump of soil in Eretz Yisrael corresponds to and is connected to the neshama of an individual member of Klal Yisrael. The Avnei Nezer further elaborates on the spiritual power of Eretz Yisrael. He was once asked by the Rebbe of Aaron Mendel of Radzimin to explain the Gemara that says Rebbe Akiva was allowed to sanctify the new month and establish a leap year while living in Bavel, even though these mitzvahs are generally allowed to be performed by a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. Gemara says Rebbe Akiva was allowed to do so because there was no one greater than him, even in Eretz Yisrael. The last point, Bader of Aaron Mendel, he said Rebbe Lazar HaGadol was one of Rebbe Akiva's Rebbeim. He was still alive at that time and living in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll shout in the Gemara Baruch HaSamach Gimel. The Avnei Nezer and the Tshuvas and Arachayim Shin Yadalid responds with a fascinating explanation. He writes that the reason why Kiddush HaChodesh can only be performed in Eretz Yisrael is because in order to establish a new month or a leap year, in essence it requires all of Klal Yisrael to pronounce in unison, something that's not feasible. Can't do it, all of Klal Yisrael together. So in order to circumvent this issue, it's performed in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael, as the natural dwelling place of Klal Yisrael, unites Klal Yisrael as one unit, making the Beis Din's pronunciation as if all of Klal, proclamation of the new Chodesh is as if all of Klal Yisrael does it together. And the Gadol HaDor has the same ability, and that his ruling, no matter where he may be, also unites Klal Yisrael and has the same spiritual power as the simultaneous declaration of all of Klal Yisrael. So even though Rabbi Elazar was still alive and living in Eretz Yisrael, he was excommunicated, Shamuti b'Mtzia Nantes, after he failed to back down when his minority opinion regarding a certain halacha was rejected. It was Rabbi Akiva whose rulings were followed by all of Klal Yisrael. And he was the Gadol HaDor, he had the ability to unite Klal Yisrael as if they were all in Eretz Yisrael. So now that we understand that Eretz Yisrael has the power to unite all of Klal Yisrael, because as Vasemis explains, that's where Hashem gave them. That's what Hashem gave them as their land, and there it's where they do the mitzvahs, and only they can do in Eretz Yisrael. We can explain that Rashi understood that the two explanations offered by the Medrash complement each other. The reason Bilam wasn't able to prevent Klal Yisrael from entering Eretz Yisrael was due to the fact that it belongs to Klal Yisrael as a nation unified by Torah. And the unity of Klal Yisrael comes from where? It comes from the Avos and the Imos, who sired us, parented us. So that's why in this bracha we see the chashivas of the Avos, because Balak has no hope against us, because we have to come into Eretz Yisrael and fulfill mitzvah tliyas baretz. And the reason we resolve at Eretz Yisrael is because we have unity, and that unity stems from the Avos and the Imos. So therefore Rashi puts the two together, that we're very strong at the root, and we're strong at the root because of the Avos and the Imos. And that's also why Rashi emphasizes that Klal Yisrael were miyusadim, they were established. Is established by the Avos and the Imos in fulfillment of the purpose of creation. So since we live in Eretz Yisrael, those who are Zocha, even those who aren't, are connected to Eretz Yisrael. So we see from here how important it is to feel unity, feel connected to one another, because that's the Yisod of Eretz Yisrael. We should be Zocha. Shalom, shalom, shalom.